Welcome to Sundays with Sandy, a new segment on Last First Date Radio, where we believe it is never too late to go on your last first date. I'm your host, Sandy Wiener. I'm a dating and relationship coach, a communications and boundaries expert, and I want you to go on your last first date. Do you have dating fatigue? It might be time to take a break from dating. Maybe you're feeling burned out, or you've had several conversations with online dating connections that have fizzled out in a way that left you feeling frustrated. Or maybe you're just too busy right now and you're focused on other things in your life. Whatever the case, if you feel you're not in the right place to date, stepping back for some time, whether it's a few hours, a few days, or a few weeks, can be really beneficial. Here are five reasons to take a dating break. Number one, you're bored with dating. It's understandable. You've been dating online maybe for a while and it's boring. You're meeting all the wrong people and you're just feeling ugh. Number two, you're consumed with dating and you're neglecting other aspects of your life. Sometimes we get so involved with finding love and trying to make this happen that we neglect the other parts of our lives, like our friendships, our hobbies, and we are not really functioning at a high level because of that. Number three, dating makes you feel bad about yourself and or the people you date. Maybe you're being rejected by people that you like. Maybe you feel like everyone you date is unkind. So your whole approach, your whole attitude has changed to something very negative. Number four, you're losing hope and you're giving up on finding love. Often if you have not had great results over and over again, you can easily lose hope, and I don't want that to happen to you. And number five, you're too busy to date and you're feeling overwhelmed. That happens whether it's the holiday time or something's going on in your life at work or at home, and it's just not a time when you can really focus on dating. Once you're clear about why you want to take a break, you can take the time to address that area of your life. If you're feeling too busy or overwhelmed, for example, you might want to figure out a better work-life balance. If dating is making you feel bad about yourself, it would be helpful to work on feeling more confident and better on your own. Whatever the reason for taking a break, it's good to view this pause as a time for intentionally nurturing your own needs, whether they're physical, emotional, or psychological. Establish healthier ways to take care of yourself. Look at all the unhealthy patterns you might be repeating in your love life that are causing fatigue. Are you continuing to message or date men who don't show mutual interest? Maybe they just send one line and you're sending five. What's up is not a good response to a question you ask. Is your online dating inbox filled with people that you're just not interested in? It's time to declutter your dating life. Here are five benefits for taking a dating break. Number one, you can gain new perspectives about dating. If you're looking at dating as all or nothing, for example, or you're looking at dating as drudgery, taking a break can give you a better perspective. Number two, you can focus on your life and the activities, hobbies, or people that you might have neglected. This time would be a great time to do all those things that you might not be doing because you're so focused on dating. Number three, you will be more excited and clear when you date again. It's so important to get back to that feeling of dating is an adventure. Dating can be fun. It's not drudgery and work if you have the right perspective. Number four, you might be open to meeting somebody that you wouldn't have considered before. We often date our so-called type, and that can prevent us from meeting the right person, actually, because we date the same person over and over with a different face. So taking time away from dating might give you that new way to approach dating. And number five, you will have increased energy and a better mindset around dating. If you take the time to relax and to focus on yourself and to focus on what's been missing in your dating life, you're going to be able to return to dating feeling recharged and excited to make a meaningful connection with somebody special. Have you ever taken a dating break? Let me know what you did and how it worked out for you.
If you are ready to get unstuck, gain new tools, become more empowered, and finally find your last first date, I'd love to talk to you. Fill out an application to be considered for a complimentary half-hour love breakthrough session at lastfirstdate.com/application. That's lastfirstdate.com/application. I look forward to talking to you soon.